I know, they actually had a little stop in it, so we were lucky.
Okay, that's reported.
Are we expecting anybody else?
Nope, it's just us.
Sherry?
Yes.
By, is that who I, it says by.
Yeah, your, yeah, your name.
Do you want me to sign it?
Yep.
Title.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, I'll pass that along.
Thanks.
All right, I am Rachel Chase, the vice chair. As many of you probably saw from Sherry's email, our chair, Tom, has resigned already, so I am chairing this meeting. So, welcome. Let's go ahead and do some introductions. I'm Rachel.
I'm Sherry Pace, I'm the community development director.
I'm Sheila Montanaro, neighbor.
Awesome.
Across the street.
Jean Montanaro.
I'm Heidi Smoot, I'm a committee member.
I'm Nicole Whitestone, health and wellness committee member.
Heather Hendricks, committee member.
Camille Thorpe, committee member.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's just, without further ado, let's just start at the top of our agenda.
Yep. So if we have any citizen comment, but you can also talk about your agenda item because it's coming up, so.
Okay.
So just a couple of housekeeping meetings. Oh, and Suzette is online. Suzette, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Great.
Great.
Glad you signed in. Okay, so as Heidi told us, Tom did resign, and so we'll be looking for another committee member. And then when we get back, when we have a full committee, then we'll put it back on the agenda for the election of the chair again. And one thing I wanted to just make you aware of, I'm going to send you a link to a SharePoint folder, and I want to show you what that looks like. So I went and logged in, and this is a folder that we can use. I'm going to put the bylaws, I've already put the bylaws in there and the rules of procedure. So if you ever want to go back and look at them, you don't have to rely on those paper copies that we gave you or the email copy. They'll be in there, but this will be a folder that you all will have access to, and you can just, if we need to exchange like things that are large sizes, like you sent me the link for your dad's art and it was over 50 megabytes, and so that would be something that we could put in there to share, so because some people's email don't let you send that much. And so this will just be something that the committee can use. We'll put like our goals, we'll put a spreadsheet in there for our goals and that we want to achieve over the year. And you can always open it and look in it and contribute to them and add to them if you want to. So, but I wanted to show you, it's kind of like Dropbox, if you've used Dropbox before, but I guess this is Microsoft's version called SharePoint. So that's, I haven't ever used it before, but we can, oh dear. Okay, I gotta move Suzette there. All right, so let me go back to that. And yeah, so that's what we're going to put in there. So just watch for that, and I'll send you an email for that one. So next we have just the mural program. Do you want me to just keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you show us what you have? Yeah.
Okay. So last time we went over this, the things that we needed to accomplish, and that we're a little bit behind because we started behind, but we need to identify buildings that would be interested. We had the mural program adopted, and then the next two tasks we really have as the committee is to find a community jury, and then an arts committee, have you recommend the structure that we want and the theme that we want. So I'm just going to, every time I'll keep this schedule in there so that we'll be able to keep on task. And so,
oh my gosh,
isn't that cool?
So Jean sent us some of her dad's art. And so I use my PowerPoint skills to show you what they could possibly look like. Now, I did have to do a little bit transparency, so they're not, the colors aren't exactly right because I did transparency on this, so you can kind of see the brick through it, so kind of give you an idea of what it would look like. But I put the main art, the original, up there so that you could see the vibrancy of the actual colors.
Well done, by the way.
Thank you.
But could we just take a minute to hear about Dave?
Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
That'd be awesome. Do you want to tell us a little bit about?
Like, what do you want to know just about?
Well, what we're about to see is like a little snapshot of just a few of his pieces, but you've chosen them for this large purpose?
My dad, he was a self-taught artist, and he has been making, you know, a living being an artist here in Utah for, I think, about 40 years or so.
He started before then, but
yeah.
the main focus of all his work he did here across the street.
Yeah.
So.
Really fun stuff.
Yeah.
What did you think when Jean proposed, or that you've discussed this, but?
Oh, I was thrilled.
What have you been thinking?
Yeah. I was thrilled.
I can't see the building any different now.
That's true.
Well, you know, there's been several artists in this particular area, like Richard Johnston, who took that whole area and made it what it
in
was.
In the 70s. Yeah.
He was a university professor, I think, of architecture and sculpture. In fact, that's how I noticed this property. I saw his sculptures. And I was curious, and I'm walking down the driveway there, and his studio was open. He said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "No, I'm just looking." And many years later, we had the opportunity to buy the property. And he had no idea David was an artist. So it, you know, he was happy that
just kind of meant to be.
He carried on his legacy. And then there's John Shaw as well, who passed.
Potters, and Potter at the university as well. And
yeah,
was Diana?
Diane.
Was Diana's teacher
well.
There too?
Yeah.
So, you know, that whole area.
Your artist compound is what I call it.
Dedicated to art. And nothing would make David more happy to have, he did the brunt of the work, but to have that legacy carried on is what he wanted. The main building where was our residence, he wanted that to be turned into a museum. And the building on the end as a gallery gift shop.
And for everybody that doesn't know, these buildings were the original depot for the Bamberger rail line that used to go from Salt Lake to Lagoon. And so we used to have really great trolley system in Utah before they were all shut down by the tire companies, those dirty bastards. Because they wanted everybody to buy cars, and so they went and bought up, that's just a little planning history, they went and bought up all the rail systems in the United States and closed them down. Because then they would sell more cars with tires and sell more tires.
Oh, wow.
So my little conspiracy theory for you from my planning background. But it's a shame because we used to have a great trolley system, and then we got rid of it. Now we're having it again in light rail, but we could have had it all that
it
time, too.
It would have gone right across that four-way stop and just right past Hatch Park on the east.
Right, and went right mm-hmm. diagonal behind your house.
Right
between
behind mine, right in front of
my
yours.
House and the
wow.
townhomes. That's now that open space.
Yeah,
it was, that was
that
the corridor.
On
yeah.
Main Street. There's, that was the rail line right
yeah.
across your porch.
I was
porch.
Looking at the picture of the depot
yeah.
and the railroad tracks in front of it, and you could see the corner of that building, and I thought, wow, that was a long time ago.
A long time ago.
I've got a little history throwback, if it's okay to mention this. The Bountiful Museum is only open on, I think, Wednesdays and Saturdays. It's right across, well, it's across from Russin's Mortuary and IHC on Main Street there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wagon wheel. And upstairs they have devoted a room to this, I'll call it a diorama, of 3D of this area with the orchards, North Salt Lake. There's this train station. There's a likeness of your home that was the station, you know. And they actually have a trolley that is this cutest little Bamberger.
Not really.
That goes around. You just should go see it because
that's
it's like, weird. What a beautiful area, the orchards and the trolley and the neighboring cities. All there.
Well, I thought of that, how, you know, looking at that picture, how that was the past. And it no longer looks like that. But
yeah.
And then I realized that we were the present. And the artist community kind of taken over. And then I look at Jean, and I think the first thing that I thought of was, well, this is the future.
That's great.
And, you know, actually, David wanted Jean's daughter, who is now 2 years old, to inherit the empty lot across the street. So we're talking about another 70 years into the future. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they will become part of North Salt Lake's future.
Wow. That's important.
It was important. It's important to us. And I think it's important to Jean. And
yeah.
I don't know how we landed here, but we did. And
we love having you.
Yeah, I mean, my mom and dad, they had 9 kids together. And we were all kind of into the arts. My mom's an artist, but our dad, I mean, he was very passionate about his work. He was a very accomplished jewelry maker and painter. And even down to his last, week or so of life, he was signing his prints. And, it's, we'd like for his art to, be present in the city here where he did a lot of it.
Yeah.
Exhibit.
Oh, yeah, an exhibit. Where can we have an exhibit? Let's figure that out as an art committee, too.
Well, I have an idea on that, but we can stick with the murals and then.
Okay. So I'm just going to run through these and show you all the difference. And I don't know if you want to tell us anything about them or if you know the names or, feel free to jump in anything you want to say.
The originals of these this is done with coloring pencil on paper. And some of the images we submitted are painted on canvas or painted on paper.
Okay.
But, yeah, his vibrant colors, he was really skilled with getting
really
pencil
known for
to
that.
Look, yeah.
And what inspires him to be this style?
Look out the window on the little
houses.
All the, I kept saying it looks like it's grown. When you look out the window, there was nothing there, and now there's all these different angles with all the different houses. And
I just love the playfulness of it and the positive energy you just feel from it, right? Sometimes you see art and it makes you sad, but this just really can brighten your day. I'd love to see that in the town center.
It captures the joy of the naive style.
Right.
He was
very playful, very serious artist, but yet playful.
Whimsical.
Yes.
Yeah. Most people said his work made them feel happy. But those are supposed to be like Argyle socks in the background there. And I kept saying, where's the Argyle socks?
So you have other pictures.
Yeah, I did all of them.
Oh, good.
See them all. That one's beautiful.
So, and I couldn't really move the picture around in there, and I had to crop some of them to make them work exactly right. So this is not exactly how you might interpret it. But I thought this was just a good way for us to get an idea of what these things would look like. Well, what are these things in the background on this one? Because maybe one is an Argyle sock on that one, too. And that's maybe trees?
Yeah.
Trees.
Okay.
It just makes growth look fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, those condos. I want them.
That's one of my favorite pieces.
I wonder, and pardon me, I just don't know a darn thing about it, but since there's so many windows, if that one could be flipped. Well, I don't know, the sun is pretty fantastic too, but.
But
they could be slid.
I was thinking just at the very end, I didn't imagine the whole side of the building. But now that I see it.
The whole side, yes.
Me too, I love that.
Well, I have some for the other side of the building too.
And North Salt Lake is so famous for their sunsets.
This one I love too.
Yeah.
And these are some of his more early pieces.
He enjoyed doing cactus. When we first moved here, he went way up into the hills and took some cuttings of cactuses, actually, up in these hills before all the houses. And we still have them in pots. Hmm. So I think that was the inspiration for the cactuses. That there are actually cactuses up here in these hills.
Hmm. Well, when I looked at them, some of the pictures were landscapes, so I was like, okay, well, they fit better on this side, so we'll show them on this side. But really fun.
The cityscapes were my favorite as I looked through the portfolio you sent.
Yeah.
Those were my favorite.
Yeah.
I like the way that one relates to the side of the building with the windows and stuff. I like that the left-hand corner has, I like the way that
a little more loaded.
The composition works really well on
that. It seems like it's meant to be that way, yeah.
Yeah, that does fit really nicely. These pieces he would call cat people.
And obviously they could be adjusted because I couldn't move the picture when you put it in a fill, so it's limited on the technology, so you could position it so the eyes were better or in the see if they weren't cut off by the windows. This one was one of my favorites.
Again, I like the way that one sits on the side of the building.
Yeah,
I like the way
the face fits in there.
Builds that space.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that does look
really
nice.
Oh,
that's cool.
Oh, come on. Can we have both? I didn't know you put that one in there.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that looks really nice.
So that just showed, and these ones I had to crop, or I had to crop them down so they were square to make them fit a little nicer. Otherwise, they would get stretched out, and it didn't look really good. This one didn't fit as well, the chair.
Yeah, it's kind of
the flowers were really cool, though.
Yeah, the flowers were really
cool. That's cool, too.
Okay, that looks nice. The way the road goes into
the sound, the way
into the window.
Into the window.
That looks great.
Almost it almost looks like it was planned that way. Like
it looks
that.
Like it does.
It
looks
it
like
almost runs lights. Parallel to Center Street. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I should just move this little down here. Get that a little more out of the way. That's a fun cactus one.
That was one of my favorite.
You could almost, when you did that one, line up so like the windows were actually that
the
window.
Building. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it'd have to be scaled differently, obviously, but it just could be kind of interesting.
Ooh.
And the flowers were another flower one. And it, if you could arrange it too, like even like the one of these, it could be like this little centerpiece could be like
the
center of one
center
of those.
Of flower.
Yeah,
it's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That one is beautiful.
And it would really set off with that attic vent.
Mm-hmm.
That could be interesting. These ones didn't fit as well. They might fit better on the end, like you were just thinking on the end on the other side.
Yeah, on the left side.
And this one, it made him look like it had three eyes, so.
It's true.
He wouldn't mind.
Well, I figured not, because, you know, obviously. What did he call these ones?
We call that one the white-faced lady.
See, I thought it was a man.
Oh.
I saw a man. I read a man.
You can, it's actually two people.
Okay.
Yeah, a profile and then the frontal.
Oh, yeah.
When my sister and I do our shows, this catches the most attention. People always stop at this image.
Mm. Anyway, so that's where the really
so neat.
David wrote a book, and where we're left to actually publish it, and the cover of the book will be the white-faced lady.
Oh, awesome!
That's what he wanted.
Awesome.
Well, Sheila, as you had mentioned, there's that section on the north side that is, you know, that would really take like that entire thing really well, the pout that you just had.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those, I mean, now I can see the whole building, but if there was something that was compositioned well for just that spot, like that whole face, I wonder if that would work too. Or now we can't see it other than the whole side.
I like the whole side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do too. Mm-hmm.
So one possibility that we might think about is using multiple of his pieces throughout the city and just having him be our local artist.
He has a large body of work. Yeah.
Well, I have several locations. I'm sure everybody has been thinking of locations, so we can discuss those right now.
And what I wanted to just give you a little bit of background. So when we did the town center master plan, so it's basically from 350 North to the entrance down here when you get off the freeway and the freeway here up to Orchard Drive. And so we have districts in that area, in this area, and this area is called the Parks and Arts District. And so I would love to see more than one of these in the, particularly in the town center.
Hey, Cherise, I noticed the news the other night, like last week, that Springville got this mural grant. Did you see that?
I saw that.
And they had a whole plan. I mean, I was super impressed. Like, and they had like a theme, like. Like there were five different places, and one was like an arts and something. One was something fun. I mean,
I have it up right here.
Yeah, it was a very impressive like idea. And so I think looking at David's work, like I even see these different themes in here, like you know a landscape or you know
art
impressionist.
Loops. That's what they call them.
Yeah.
Art loops.
So that
and they have
and
themes.
That so the Springville got and so five different yeah. like. Themes with different art, and I just loved it. And one was an art walk, like you'd walk down and everything, and for people who are more into art and really wanted to immerse themselves. Other places was just like a mural on the side of a wall, but they had a grant for like five. Is that the same grant we're getting, or is it someplace
so
different?
So ours is through the Davis County Tourism Department is
okay.
the grant we're going to apply for.
Okay.
And that comes in the summertime. That usually is due by the end of July, end of August.
Yeah.
They'll announce it in June when it gets, but we have funding. We have funding from the city council that matches the funding that we're going to ask from Davis
okay.
County, and so
awesome.
That's kind of what we weren't really sure how far this would go because we want to pay the artists obviously,
yeah.
and then and also pay for the supplies,
right
the
yeah.
paint and everything, you know,
because well,
their time is worth a lot. And
when I read that article,
oh gosh,
they were doing these five things.
Color.
I mean, I can't remember what it was. I think it was only like $5,000, and I thought. They can do five places for $5,000. We can do at least that.
They
like,
might be $5,000
like,
each.
Oh, that might make more sense. Because I was like, you've got five different pieces up for $5,000.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it is.
Okay, it's probably, you're right. It's probably
yeah.
$5,000 each. Because I was like, I don't know how you're putting up five murals for $5,000.
And it depends
yeah.
on how what the sizes are, too.
They're pretty
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
Like,
so.
Read the article. It was fascinating. But I thought, if they can do that, we can do that. Like, and I had one question for you. Who owns this piece of property right here next?
The city does.
So is there a use deed for it yet?
So I'm going to show you some stuff in one of
oh,
our next
all
agenda
right.
items.
Yeah.
About that.
I will stop.
So, but yes, we
yeah.
we want to do something really cool with that as for entry, and we've talked
yes.
about art. And so in our town center wayfinding and branding study that we had done in 2021.
I love it.
So
are these the originals?
No.
No.
Yeah,
hey, Sherry.
Yes,
Suzette.
Could you ask Heidi if she would share that article in our group?
Oh, I can.
Yeah. Oh, she's got it up.
I can. Who
oh, great.
Who would I share it with?
Just in the email?
This is an original.
Yeah, we could just
yes.
send it in an email to everyone. Or you
okay.
can send it to me and I'll put
it
in
you.
The email.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me and then I'll send
number.
It out to everybody.
And Sherry, great job on getting those pieces on the buildings. Very impressive.
It's fun, huh?
Computer skills. Impressive.
Okay, I just
there are things you can do with PowerPoint, I swear. I just made a shape, and then I made shapes around the window, and then you just join the shapes together, and then you just fill it with a picture.
That's so amazing.
But it doesn't let you move the picture around in the shape, which I wish it did, because that would be... That would
kind of manipulate,
but you can't move it. But it gets you the idea, and that's what I wanted to get at.
Great.
Oh, yeah, that was
so
great.
Excited.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
awesome.
I've got some location ideas for right here, and I don't know, you know, they may not work. I've never done this before, but so before I tell you these first few, and I don't even know if they are legal.
And I'm going to pull up Google Earth so you, when you
okay.
tell them, then we can look at the buildings.
I'm going to pull them up on my iPad because I went and took pictures. I don't know if any of you have driven and noticed the murals on about 21 South and Main Street. Oh, hello, Ruby.
21 South and Main Street.
It's my granddaughter.
South Salt Lake's murals.
Yes. So there's some really interesting murals. So here we have an apartment building with... flowers just climbing up the walls.
Are you projecting this?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'll flip it around and show it to everybody.
Is that the one with the bee?
The poppies. I don't know. It has a bee, but you picture your dad's
yeah.
flowers, some of his flowers.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys see that?
I love that.
Yeah, he has a lot
oh,
of
wow.
really beautiful
I have
flowers.
Never seen anything like that, but it took this pretty mundane apartment complex and made it absolutely beautiful to look at. Yeah. So there is that one. Oh, here's another view of it.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
This one is just really cool. And then...
I saw one similar to
well,
it.
Well, you can see the before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we
that's
go.
There's good. The before.
There's oh, the before. Wow. Here's like another too. Mural on an apartment building. Okay, so now that I've told you that,
is that
as
Penny
Ann's? As you get
yes.
off, yes, Penny Ann's, yep. As you get off the freeway, off the northbound freeway, and get onto 89, you know, just over here by Beck Street, mm-hmm. you can see the Village Station apartments rising up.
Mm-hmm. So that's these?
Yes. Right there, and they're just right on the other side of the ugly gravel patch. Can I say ugly?
You can call it ugly, I agree.
It is ugly. So just rising up as you're getting off the freeway, yes, you can see those tall faces.
I'm going to go a little bit further over where it's maybe less sun in our eyes.
And I don't know if that's a possibility, but I could picture, I mean, that would be like a welcome to mm-hmm. North
really
Salt
would.
Lake to see that. First thing, mm-hmm. it's the ones right there that are under construction.
In that picture?
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
So there's those, and then City's Edge also has a south-facing facade that could be a possibility as well, if we want to try and do apartments. So those were my first two. Then the Chevron has a blank
west
side.
Yeah.
That
right
was
by Janet's, just looking out Janet's window.
Yes, and then the Sunshine Cafe has the east side and the north side that are blank, that are perfect. And then the Center of Hope Food Pantry has a nice, I mean, that whole, mm-hmm. you know.
The whole thing.
Yeah. And then if we, can we go all the way over
so
to 26?
So there's
yep, City's
Edge. And so I'm just writing these down. So we said Village Station.
And I don't know if apartments are even viable.
So I happen to know both of these developers and
yeah.
the...
Hmm.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
I understand.
Very
townhomes
well.
Wouldn't be because they're actually privately owned, but...
Well, and the HOAs might have something to say about it, but
yeah.
doesn't mean that we can't ask.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen, my one drawback on City's Edge would be is that is a that vacant land is approved to be developed. They could start
something
construction any day.
Right
and
of
I
it.
Think
yeah.
you put all that money investment in that,
mm-hmm.
and you... I mean, their plans, I remember seeing them, are like right up to
right
the street.
Right up, okay,
like,
so that one wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Well,
but
this one,
village,
this right next to
it
is supposed to be
work.
Just a little standout commercial structure. And so it wouldn't be that big. It wouldn't
oh.
be big. The bigger building, the bigger three or four-story buildings are back here and then like up here.
Well, maybe
here.
In their plans we better require
so.
A mural.
I would love to call Haley and tell her, and I'll
so
tell her to get it built. But down here by the freeway
right,
too. So this is also City's Edge down there. These buildings.
Oh,
so you could
okay.
have one that showed the freeway.
Oh,
no.
the freeway
too.
That one down too. That's a great
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, one.
Mm-hmm.
One on the entrance of the city coming up from Salt Lake
yes.
is a great idea.
Yeah,
yeah.
just rising up.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, I see something on that wall.
Yeah.
But that would welcome the city in a way that we haven't.
Mm-hmm.
been able to do
yeah.
so because that's
yeah.
really kind of
make it prominent
yeah
what about the trust building right here
I didn't see any
I was thinking on the end of it I wonder what does it look
there,
like
but that doesn't mean that there
like
isn't
that end of the building
you could put it on the end of the building there's only
I guess we could work around the windows like you did with the
mm-hmm. yeah.
It really
anger.
Shows that you can work around the windows. You can,
and you're not going to have any
of
kind of building blocking that.
Yeah, because that's
that.
Always
yeah,
going to be parking lot
really
right there.
That's a really great idea. You should write that one down too. Can we go all the way over to 2600?
Yes.
Okay, so the Les Schwab has
that's in Bountiful.
West facing on there. It's the southwest facing.
But that's in Bountiful.
Oh, that's Bountiful. Yeah. All right. Well, never mind then.
Yeah, so if you want to see our boundaries,
oh yeah, sure.
I can put that up there.
Wow, Sherry.
I know,
awesome.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
So you can kind of see this this gotcha. Yellow line.
Okay.
And we can zoom in around it. I could change the color of it to make it look better, but I can also just turn off the parcel layer for a minute. That makes it a little bit easier to see, too, when you turn off the parcel info. Anyway, yeah, so up here when we get like you get just to this last, that car dealership right here.
And that's where.
And then the Summit Auto, I think, is this one. Summit Auto.
Okay,
that's
so
Summit Trucks.
Is
that's
the
all
Jiffy
Bountiful.
Lube in ours?
Yes.
Okay, so that
Jiffy
has
Lube
an east-facing wall that could work, too. But if we wanted to keep everything kind of centralized around your building, then the ones on Orchard and Center Street, and then the apartments.
How many are we doing? Or how many are we allowed? Like, what's our...
So we have $10,000 in this year's budget from the council, and then we're going to ask for the $10,000 grant.
So potentially $20,000.
Potentially $20,000.
And how much? Yeah. I thought last time you showed us an estimate. Did you? Didn't you show us an
so
estimate?
So Allie did an estimate, and she estimated, and I can't remember what size it was, but that it was about $9,000 altogether with the materials
for
and
one.
Payment. Yeah, but okay. That's a certain size, so. The important things that the other committees have told us from other cities is to set your budget when you put out the call for artists, mm-hmm. and then they design something that's within that, that they can do for that much money, because they have to figure out how much time they can do and how big it is and that kind of stuff. So,
okay.
But if we talk about, I mean, guess we'll have to kind of figure out how we want to do this. Like, if we really wanted to go with one of these, and then we could do one of something else and do a call for something separate, and then you do them each year, because you can't possibly paint five this fall. I mean, that's a lot of work
well,
for
wait,
you. I'm
Jean,
sure you're
going to paint it. Are you ready to do an outdoor?
Well,
but if we wanted to do that,
myself,
yeah.
But, I mean, if you're considering more than one, I mean, I'm a painter. My sister Maya is a painter. Sean.
We would love to.
Painters.
But are you ready to do an outdoor building, the side of a building? Have you done something that scope before?
I've painted on walls in my high school, but
oh,
no.
Okay.
I haven't painted on
You've done installations.
But you've done big and.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've done, you're not afraid of something.
No.
The side of a building.
No, I mean, I've been painting my whole life, so I feel like I could scale,
you
know.
Do it. Okay.
And if it's something that's a larger idea, then. You know, be an honor with my brothers and sisters
awesome.
And I to do
work together.
Dad's work, and my brother Dee is an incredible painter, and my sister Maya, and Sean's very talented as far as technical things. He does a lot of like work on.
Because we might be able to skip that part this year if we
because
wanted to go with these ideas.
So let me ask you this too, Jean.
Well, that
then
was
get ahead.
What's my next
year? I'm sure we're constrained by the weather
we
here.
To
when would you? What months out of the year would you want to?
For
dad's work.
I saw kind of on your mural program that it would be September, October.
Yeah, so we depending on when the grant becomes available, mm-hmm. when they have, like last year, the grant at first was supposed to be due the end of July, and then they extended it because they didn't have applicants, and we just weren't ready because we didn't have a willing builder or building, and we didn't have an artist picked or anything, and we didn't even have the program drafted. So we're like, okay, let's just take one step backwards, come up with the plan, the system, how we're going to do this, and really make sure we do it right from the very beginning. And so that's our plan for this year, is that we'll apply for that. But as soon as we know that we're awarded the grant, which we think would be in August, then the artist could start. And so we just kind of thought that you wouldn't want to do it in the hottest months. Maybe,
yeah.
You know, September seemed like a good month where it'd be drier and not as much rain, but still not cold and not too hot either. So that's kind of our thinking,
yeah.
But we're open to explore that further, you know.
Is the grant a one-time thing? Can you apply for it?
They do it every year.
You could be awarded it more than once?
Yeah. So the object of the Davis Tourism Board is that they want to encourage that very thing that like South Salt Lake does with people coming in and taking pictures and selfies and go to Davis County and how awesome it is. So that's what the idea is, that they want them to be in very visible places. And I can't think of a better place in our town center. We didn't know we were going to have mm-hmm. somebody in the town center that would be willing to spearhead that and do the first one.
Right.
So we were like, well, maybe we'll start in the industrial park, you know, but we can always recommend to the city council to do the town center first, because wouldn't that just be like the great bookend to the new Hatch Park as it's getting redone, and it just would be like, and we could get a couple of your murals while
and
that was
trying to encourage like a walking environment. I think having two or three, like within on the trust building, and then one on the side of the hotel. Like then it encourages walking.
And creates your own path.
And especially if you guys open up a cafe, how fun.
Right across the street, the new apartments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's that whole big.
That whole big wall. I was thinking about that too, if the HOAs would allow that. Just right east of Hatch Park, Main Street is the Brighton, which is just this right here, but facing west is just a big wall.
Right. That would be perfect.
But I also love the side of the trust building, because then you're forcing people to like walk just up the street around our city hall and walk out on 89 and back down. Like you're encouraging this circular pattern of walking.
Yeah.
And if there's a park out here, if we do like some kind of sculpture installation, you're setting up a whole
environment. And speaking of the park, there was one plan in phase, I'm not sure what, but it was when they have the baseball field down on the next to the freeway. And actually, that's not the side I'm thinking of. It's actually
That's the one I was thinking.
That's
of.
A great side. Oh, if you stand in front of my house, you can see. Just turn that corner.
It takes a little too long to do that. So
I have to drive.
I got it.
You drive down to that point. You sit right where that green car is, and look to the directly east. There you go. There's just like.
Miles.
Endless of
light.
Mm-hmm. And so those trees. Okay. What was I saying? Oh, one of the plans was down by the freeway that there would be a city.
It was like a lighthouse or something. He was telling us after the meeting last week. It's a tall thing, he said.
It's not that. It's
the maintenance building for
building,
the.
But at one time they said there could be the side of this maintenance building down on 150. In the corner, basically, of the park that would be where they park trucks, but on the side of it, you could actually put a mural for the I-15 to see, as well as, I guess, the park. But it would just be an addition to that building as a big panel.
That would be a good
end building. It was in Hatch Park.
Yeah.
Lots of space there with not much windows.
I hate the electrical panel in the middle of a piece of art. It makes me cringe.
Do this wall. Wall.
Yeah, there you go.
Road is a pot of.
I think Redwood Road has got a lot of possibilities.
I haven't even been down there to look for possibilities.
We should all get. Well, we have that tour coming up. Stan's tour was another thing on the agenda. But Redwood Road, let's see. Hughes Construction, have you looked at that? Hughes Construction has a very long fence and then a part of a building, but I think that's. And they're interested, I think, if we help promote mental health awareness. Yeah. Their particular benefactory is Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So they're building. I've talked to them. And then there's also the mini mobiles there at Maverick, you know, that whole wall of mobiles.
Mm-hmm. I think we should decide as a committee, like, what's our. Because when I was sitting here, my first thought was, I'll put one up here and put one down over it so you drive them both sides and see art. But then I am really liking the idea of having we could be known.
Close to the park.
For this artist.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see this artist work.
That's what I was thinking.
And you create, I love the idea.
Just that circle.
This, because you, when you wrap it all together, and all of a sudden we're wrapping in this corner. And I what can I help you to open the cafe and the bookshop? And then you put like some kind of retail right here. And then people would want to come and hang out here and walk out here and walk around here. And then you create an environment where you want to be outside and interact and sit here and have a coffee or a hot chocolate or go to the park, whatever. Like, I just love that if you putting two or three in one spot, you encourage all of this. And I see this point right here, a big sculpture.
David would love this so much, this conversation.
Do a walk and then put some big sculpture out here at the point of where these things meet with a big park behind it that invites people into the city. And then there's art across the street. And then you come down and you're drawn in. And there's two big murals down here with a little cafe and an art studio.
I had mentioned to her that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry, I'm sharing your
name. Oh, no, it's fine. The building on the end here, I don't know if you knew where I just mentioned last time my parents started the original way. Mm-hmm. Like, my dad had wanted us to redo that, reopen it, so we intend to make that the original way gallery again with a gift shop.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. I can't wait.
Coffee shop, ice cream shop, you know. It's a nice time at the park, and
that
was
so fun.
Wishes, and we, you know, inspired to do it.
Are you guys familiar with the Monarch in Ogden? Okay, so the
Is it where it's all brick?
Of course.
It's the industrial area that's kind of revitalized?
No, it's like right downtown in Ogden. It's just kind of off of Washington, right off of Washington. Anyway, it was like the first parking garage in Utah when it was built back in the early 1900s. And so it was all dilapidated, and these developers came in and redid the building and turned it into like this artist community.
Yeah.
And when I went on a tour of it at a planning conference, then I was like, I immediately thought of David and his ideas, because he'd been in several times to talk to me about what he wanted to do over with the art gallery. And I was like, oh my gosh, we have somebody in our city that wants to do something like this. And it, they took the inside of this building and they made these little artists' studios, and where these artists can come and do their studios, and they have to be there the first Friday of every month. You can go and meet with the artists. They have to be there and do their work.
Where people can watch.
Yeah, so it's painting and sculptors and metal arts. I mean, they all kinds of different
cool.
art. And it's like they have like 40 different artists, and then they have a reception center and a gallery. And I think there's a like a gift shop and a little coffee shop and stuff. So like, I was like telling them, I'm like, we want to do something like that in North Salt Lake. It'd be a smaller scale, but how did you do that? And they used like, they had federal arts credits, like, or
grants.
Yeah, grants and stuff. So I have that information. I don't have it off the top of my head, because when I went, but I made it, when we went on our executive retreat the year before last, all of the department heads, we went to Ogden, and so I was like, oh my gosh, Ken, we have to go see, I have to take you guys to see the Monarch, because you're going to just die when you see it, like, because this is what David Montanaro wants to do over at the train station. He wants to do something
that.
Like this and have a little artist community in a gallery, and this is how it could be done. And the developer kind of talked to us about how they did with the credits, the historic credits. So I want to get you that information so that we can plug you into something like that, and we can find out, because there's funding out there from the National Endowments for the Arts.
Our my sister and her daughter for a living writes grants, actually.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, she's a grant writer.
So it was very interesting to.
I have a building on the property right one, the one it's empty.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like
one of these.
One of those. And that's what I'm thinking.
She's good. She can pull it up.
You can.
I don't think I can go down the driveway, but I think I can get maybe a little bit, depending on how the trees are, if they were in bloom when Google.
Oh,
or Google.
Okay, go down the driveway if you can.
I don't. It won't go down the driveway.
Okay, so see the big tree.
But yeah, like.
That's my house.
Okay.
Like right across. The driveway.
Oh, the over here, that was
behind
that studio
the
building.
Yeah, this is a studio. It is empty. Well,
that
no,
big
it's
building
it's
right there.
Filled,
right there.
But
see,
it can
go
be a
here.
Workshop for artists. That's
that'd be fun.
That's what we were thinking,
that'd
and
be awesome.
Hopefully getting grants for to start something like that. There's an upstairs and a downstairs.
Like an artist in residence kind
right,
of program.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the building's already built.
Another thing that my dad had said to me when we were kind of talking about these plans that kind of stood out to me was he said, you know, get the community involved, hold, like if you get the gallery going, hold art competitions there for local schools with kids.
Yeah.
You know, do shows of like a competition of kids.
So Bountiful Davis Art Center right now, we're talking about putting together for the colleges, for Weber, for U of U also, and raising a $5,000 award and doing a big college level exhibit.
NTSD,
school. We're not, that's a separate one. We're doing the colleges first. We're talking about the colleges and then a separate one for like the elementary schools. We're just talking about who would bring in the biggest crowds, because we're trying to raise a lot of money. And so like we're trying to raise $5,000 to see like if we did a college level art show. And listen, there's so much that needs to be done. And so many, there's not a lot of place for the arts in South Davis County. Like there's a lot that we could just, you know, between Bountiful and North Salt Lake, we could do a lot of events that were known for like art.
Yeah.
Like it would be,
and
that's why I love the idea. I mean, let's say we got $20,000. Let's say each one costs $9,000. So we could do two murals this year. You have to think like, do we want to divide between Redwood Road and one up here? Or we want to put them both in the same spot so you have a bigger impact? And create a place where people can sit and look at the
just
art
immediately.
Coming back to Hatch Park, they can sit in Hatch Park and look here and see one, and turn over here, and say, or if we get the trust, I love the trust building because I think it makes a statement driving in.
Yeah.
Maybe you hold off on that till we can get something going on this corner, so it's all at once.
But just just activate it immediately.
Yeah.
Just that.
Okay.
The money.
There
the
we
money.
Go.
That's all. It's just money.
Oh, oh yeah. Cool. That is.
Oh, oh. Good job.
Wow. Where are you?
Where are we?
Right there. We are in the sky.
Oh, that's it.
Oh.
Right there.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Building. See, it's got a garage.
I had to figure
door.
Out. I have to remember how
white
to do it.
That little white one, yeah.
Yeah, building the... There's
wow.
a north-facing
right
wall
there.
Right there.
Yeah.
You can see from the
yeah.
street.
Yeah.
And so
a
there's...
big, empty...
This is the Potter's
right
house,
there.
The white one over there.
Yeah.
And that's empty.
And available, what you're saying, for use, or...
An art, some kind of artist thing.
Right.
Yeah. Good job, Sherry.
No kidding. That's amazing.
That's cool.
There you go. There you go. Oh, there it is.
That's
okay.
super cool. Did you do
that's
that?
Just the
okay, it's your house, but could you mind if I point?
Yeah.
I'll be your pointer.
It's not you nice to point.
So
it's not
the, the electrical substation, that what that was? That was, but there's the main station here. And this is the little place right
where
here that you're talking about.
That's
yeah.
it.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And this is a private residence, and then this is where the Shaw's
and the Shaw's. Are they still there?
Yes.
She is. She is. Yeah.
And who bought the middle one?
She did.
Her
yeah,
daughter
her
did.
Daughter,
yeah.
Oh, good.
This
still in the family. Oh, we were really worried when we saw that. We're like, oh, what if somebody who's not an artist buys in there? And it was for sale.
Well,
me, really me and Allie, anyway, we were worried about that.
So wait, I've never, so back up, so that's on a private drive then. That's not, you don't drive by that, do
no,
you?
It's a
it is a
private driveway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, how come I've never seen that?
Because you can see Hatch over here, right?
Okay.
No one
so
looks down that way.
Sherry,
yeah.
we have
like
these
that.
Ideas, and we have some locations. Where do we go from here?
So I think if this is something that you want to pursue, then we would come up with a theme that we wanted to recommend. If we wanted to go with local artist theme or something like that, and we wanted to do the town center, then we would make that recommendation to the city council, and then I would go and show them this presentation or something similar, that this is kind of what we want to do. Maybe you want to work out which one of these paintings or which walls you would want to do. Maybe you want to propose a specific one that you like the best, because I think
I was hoping to get feedback.
I loved this one
yeah.
on the side of the building.
I did too.
That one fit so well. I loved
on
that.
The side of yours,
this
yeah.
and then these were. I'd put that as one of the options.
And North Salt Lake, one of the things that we're somewhat known for is our sunsets, and so
right.
yeah.
yeah,
that would be very.
Should
fitting.
We pick a couple of options?
Because that was our first one right there.
One,
this one.
That one.
But
I
really
mean, first one that she showed.
I really
us.
Like
no,
the logo.
No, it wasn't that one. It was.
I think that should be our
yellow.
It
was that one either. It was a really
no,
bright
it's
the
a
local artist.
Yeah.
I don't think we need
it
any of
it. Might have been this one.
Might have been that one.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys
no,
think?
No, it wasn't that one.
Because I remember
that
it had
one.
Sun in it. That's
was it this
one?
That's it. It's not here.
Yeah,
that one's
one
not
was
here.
Really cool.
So I think that would be a good option, and then this, and this one would be a good option.
Yeah, I think
those are two separate ones.
Yep.
But same similar feel.
I love that.
Oh, no, I like
that
one.
That's a good one.
And that's a good one, too.
I love that.
Yeah. So there's three options right there.
And then the very first one before that one was.
That one,
yeah.
the first one, and this
oh,
one.
Oh, that was so,
mm-hmm.
it's the bright yellow one.
If you need
one,
three,
so pretty.
There, and that's
yeah,
a third one.
That
that's the same
really
idea
good.
As the other two.
And so if that was something the committee wanted to recommend, then we would, then I would take that to the city council, get their blessing, and then we would work on the contract and the payment and
well,
you know, figure
waiting?
Out.
Well,
could we pick out
was?
One for the side of the trust building? Just, I don't know, or maybe the side of Nate's building, what's Nate's village, whatever.
Is everyone comfortable with the theme being local
oh,
artists?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We don't need to do anything formal for that, like a motion or anything, right?
It would be nice if we had one.
Do I have a motion?
I motion. I like it. It's, okay, we're good.
Okay, mm-hmm. then the theme is local artist.
And for and to do the town center for our inaugural year, buildings in
yes.
the town center
yes.
instead
yes.
of the
yes.
industrial park.
Do I have a motion for that?
I might just wordplay with that, like local energy, local. I mean, it's obviously local artists.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, what are we trying to do with our
local flavor?
Yeah.
I like local flavor.
Okay. I like local flavor.
Local flavor is the theme.
And that's got our sunsets and our growth and future.
And our artists, our very own artists.
Into the future.
In the future. Leaning into the future.
Oh, I like leaning into the future.
I like that too.
I like that.
Say that. Say that again.
Leaning into the future.
You could propose both and see what they think. What
and that little building is just doing that just slightly, you know.
Well, I think
that
really nice.
I love that.
So I think what we would do is show them that these are the examples. This is the theme that we want to do at the town center, and then if they give their blessing on that, then we would come back with the specifics. Like, we'll go and say, okay, you can figure out how you would want to scale it, which ones you want to do, and then we would say, okay, once we know what the parameters are, then we can know how much budget we can do, if we can afford to do one this year, or if we can afford to do two.
Okay.
Or if the council will give us some more money.
So
if we can go to two,
let's
we'll
do that
like
one.
This
I
or the other
that.
One that I loved, the other one with like
the
weeping sunflowers.
Oh,
is that what it is?
This one's great.
On the other end?
So I like this one.
Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah, you put it on there. But I'm saying put it on the trust building or even.
That one.
Yeah, I love that one
cool.
or this one. So those same kind of feel.
Let's have it available for that discussion.
So give them those two options. These two for that. And either the side of the trust building or if Nate will give us. What are those called? I'm sorry, I just keep calling them Nates. They're the ones kitty corner from this. What
right
is
here, Town Plaza.
Town.
Not Town Plaza.
Yeah, right. What's its name?
Park,
what's it?
Park
what do we call
View Lofts.
Park. So, either on the side of Parkview Lofts, so you could sit in Hatch Park and look at both things.
You all were friends with Nate, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, what about that front panel of the building? You know,
Nate's a hard sell. But I'm happy to go talk to him.
Okay.
But
even if he'd give us the windows, but there are, you know.
Yeah.
Was one of the rules that we talked about that it can't face another resident?
A single family residence.
Okay. So
on one
but
side,
we can always
the
recommend
park.
Changing those if we find a good one.
right. Okay.
But so let's give those as another option
that
if we can
and
get
that.
That one. Those would be our two options for either whatever
those,
they're called, or the trust building.
Those flowers would look great climbing up the.
And
I think this would be a great statement pulling into our city, and you see
the village station.
Yeah. Well, and I can contact somebody from the trust. I could also contact like. Or were we talking these Nate ones down here? Okay, so.
No. These are
these
Nate's.
Ones?
This
but that's
one.
Also Nate's. Village Station is Nate's, too.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Okay.
So Village Station is Nate's.
Okay.
City's Edge is Knowlton General.
Oh, okay.
And
so
I have a very good working relationship with them.
I also think my guess is that you're going to go to the trust, and that's going to be the easiest. I think they'll let you do it on the side of the trust building, because it's a government building that promotes unity. And so I think that's a no-brainer. They're going to give you that one. I think all these other developers, it might be a little hard, which could come in time, but I think the trust building is a slam dunk. I think they'll say, sure, what do you want to do to promote city unity? So I think that'll be an easy
and
sell.
And see if they, but I just want to get them on board. I don't want to go to city council meeting and put it on a record that we want to put it on this building, but we haven't talked to anybody.
Yes.
So I want to talk to them first.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure that they're interested in this idea.
Okay,
because I think that would be
options.
Fabulous.
You've got a theme.
I love it.
Do you need
so flowers
else?
On one of those other ones, and like
okay.
a land and, a, you and know,
the
landscape on
cityscape.
The side of the. What do you guys think? This is your art.
any concerns? It. Any questions?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to honor your dad. So.
Is Chevron a part of North Salt Lake?
The Chevron plant refinery? No, but Big West Oil is. So on the south side of the freeway, Chevron is in the unincorporated Davis County. So
do they ever give grants?
They do. They give us money for trees. Chevron does.
Because
and
I
Big
know
West Oil.
My
which is
David golfed
four.
With the one of the CEOs of Chevron.
Okay.
And he contributed a lot of money to Antelope Island. Invited us out for a buffalo.
Oh, run. Awesome.
And he's retired, but I still know him and friends with him, hopefully.
Well, anybody who wants to give us money to do murals,
yeah,
I will gladly.
I think he'd do it for your husband.
Home.
I think he'd say, I'd love to honor the memory of your husband.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to contribute to that.
And
the personal connection, I think.
He is retired and he's living on the East Coast, but he's still.
The one thing that Allie suggested today to me too, she was like, when we do the murals, she said, I want to have like plaques made up and put them
sure.
with like a QR code on it that people can link to see
code.
The information about the artists and see
that.
Their other work,
yes.
like
yeah.
link to their gallery or whatever.
And other places in the city.
Yeah. So we really want to make this interactive so that people can click on it and they go for a walk because that's health and wellness.
Exactly, no.
Go for a walk and see the murals and
take
a selfie with them.
I love this idea of having an art walk because I read that article on Springville. I was just like,
I want that.
We can have that. Why can't we have
part
that?
Part of an art walk is we could, with your permission, with money, of course, we could have some of these put on standing waterproof posters. You know, that are somewhat permanent, that are just kind of posted
throughout Hatch
Park and, you know, along the sidewalks and
Center Street.
We could go all in on this. And listen, I don't think I've seen...
there's so many.
Well, there's so many, and I think it's a unique style of art that I don't think is really championed. I haven't seen this really focused on anywhere in Utah, and so I think it could really make us stand out for art, people in the art community, that, like, this is where we have really promoted this genre and this type of art. I think it's a unique... look that we could really be known for.
Yeah, kids
so
would
can,
love it too.
If we
I
could
think
put it on
I love
some
it.
Kind of, I don't know, 4x8, you know, big waterproof something that people could just, and then QR codes for information and
awesome.
Titles and everything. Anyway, that has nothing to do with the murals. So let's move on.
Sherry, will you explain that whole vision of the city council? How we like the idea of having a park and a sculpture, and you walk here and like,
and you're still going to show us the. Triangle? Is
yes.
it still on
yeah,
your
I get it. But
okay.
just going back for the record, so Heidi made the motion, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Camille
seconded.
And Camille seconded. And all voted in favor.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we didn't vote.
Oh, yeah.
Aye.
All in favor.
Okay.
Thank you for what you.
Yeah,
we feel really
awesome.
Lucky.
Well, what I love is that it's personal, like to our city. Like, this is the home of David Montaner.
This
like this,
artist,
I
legacy.
Think,
that's
yeah.
such a cool idea.
And we could help continue that legacy and make it a real part of our legacy.
And these signs could be permanent, depending on what they were made of and how they were done.
I could volunteer pouring coffee at the cafe too.
The idea of an art gallery and a cafe right
we will
there,
be bringing coffee while you're painting and snacks.
But opening an artist studio there in a cafe, I think, is like the cherry on the top of this whole plan. Because you draw people there, they can sit and buy something and eat. Then they'll want to look at the art. They'll want to hang out in the park. I think if you get something there during football, baseball season, like it's a no-brainer.
For the while the parents are waiting for the kids.
Like that's a no-brainer.
We're a lot of patios.
Yeah.
Yes.
We want to open
backyard will be a patio
side of the building where you can see from the park that there's patio.
Great. I think this could be like the anchor, the corner.
Can I just make one more comment about one of his pieces as far as placement goes, like this particular one here?
Yeah.
So, my dad, his cat people, he kind of saw them as like protection. So in the entrance of my parents' house, he's always had a cat person. And I got one of his pieces for each of my kids' bedroom to hang above their bed as a cat person. Because he kind of saw that represented protection. So I think, you know, just as a suggestion to like coming into the city,
a
cat person like this. And
I love that so much.
And when we had our galleries at Trolley Square, this was one of his most popular pieces. A lot of people really love this one. So I think the idea of this at the entrance of the city would be a really nice, you know, idea with his theory that it was kind of protection for the place.
Good idea.
And see, again, the plaque is so important to explain the meaning of the art.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a piece of art until you understand why the artist painted what they painted.
Well, it just makes it have fun.
Yeah.
It makes it, takes it even to the next level of
fun,
right?
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, should we move on to item number 3?
Oh, yeah. That's it.
I know. We're only at number 3, branding and signage.
Interested to stay with the little snippet of branding. I don't think it will be very long, but I'm not sure how long it was. But then there's...
It's kind of fun.
I think you might want to see the branding.
Yes.
So I'm going to put this in that SharePoint, and this one is not in color because I printed it and I have to forget. I forget. I have to go in and change it to color in order to print in color. So this is not a very good copy. But in 2021, we got a grant and to do this wayfinding and branding and wayfinding study for the town center. And so this has lots and lots of really good information, and it talks about public spaces, things we want to do, you know, gives recommendations on public art and the way you can make seating in your public spaces really cool and fun, your bike racks, you know, just things that make it interesting. And then it talks about public art, you know, like some gave some really good examples from across the country, so some kind of fun murals and like that giant bench that people can send in, that park bench, but it's, you know.
That yellow frame is what you're talking about for the Montanaro art.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that, but more like, was it similar to what you have out there in the lobby? You know,
yes, so the branding study goes into that too.
Something built like that, only so waterproof.
The branding study totally goes into coming up with these monuments, and so that's kind of what we've been trying to work on is what we're going to put on this triangle piece, because the guy that owned it kept trying to put like a coffee shop on it, and it's not big enough, and he couldn't get ingress and egress.
Horrible egress and
so
ingress.
Finally, we were just like, we went to city council, we're like, listen, we just need to ask him if we can buy it. The city needs to have that. We need to have control over what's going on there. We need to do something with it. So we have asked the park landscape architect to help us come up with a plan for this as he's designing Hatch Park. Hatch Park's more important to do first, but that's something that's part of the scope of work that he's going to come up with some landscape design for it. And so in the branding plan, it came up with these ideas for these town center monuments to replace those horrible ones.
Yes.
That you got, like there's the one down by the stop. I'm sure they were really nice a long time ago, but they don't feel like something cool. Like we wanted to have something cool. So these are the ideas that they came up with. And then there's a whole section on town signage, and I didn't even include the one sign, but there's like informational signs where you could put the mural locations in a map, and there so you'll see that when you see the thing. But something with all of the same theme, they came up with a logo for the town center and some flags and colors that we're supposed to use in the town center, and you know, the light poles that we've put up, and just different wayfinding signs, different trail signs along the way that you would have. And so we're going to incorporate these things in the Hatch Park, and on our trails committee is going to be using them on their trails. And so we took it a step further at last week's city council meeting, and we wanted to take this branding to the whole city. And so we've kind of modified the logo, and we're going to be using those on signs and the banners on the light poles around town. But
oh, cool.
So I wanted you to just know that we have some stuff in there, and it has some really good information about the artist, public art, and gives us some really good recommendation. And I hadn't thought about it for quite a few years because we just, you know, been working so hard on Hatch Park that some of this stuff kind of comes with it, but kind of like right after it. But so we do have some work that we've done that we can really lean into and use for great ideas, because these have already been adopted by the city council. They, you know, back the support of this kind of stuff. And so these are all reasons when we go to them and say, okay, we want to do this project or we want to do these art things, then we say, remember you adopted this and you said you want to do this. Now you need to give us budget to do this. So it's really...
Is there a way to recommend something for Hatch Park? It's artistic.
Well, I mean, they're working on the sculpture. There's still some... I don't really know what's going to happen with the center sculpture thing, but we're definitely going to put more interactive stuff. Yeah, we haven't put anything in this budget yet, but we've asked the designer to put spaces in the plaza for public art.
I'm going to just interject one thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying.
No.
We talked about that last week.
Oh gosh, yes, I want to hear about that. I'm just going to quickly interject. So this was brought up last week, and Council Member Van Leggenfield had also said, you know, whatever city council decides on the wayfinding, she would also propose that we get some help with PR for North Salt Lake so that people know who we are, not just where we are. mm-hmm. is kind of just her snippet. Is that mm-hmm. a fair
yeah.
assessment?
That's a good idea.
So that was a proposal that she made, not just let's just do signage, let's just see if we can get a little help branding North Salt Lake.
I have a background in that. I can
awesome.
Always help out if you need
oh, fabulous.
Pitches or
that's fabulous. See, we the resources we have just at this table.
I know.
I wish that we'd split the PTAR committee a year ago, and you could have really helped me with the mural program, because the guys that are on the trails and stuff, they're great guys, but they are focused on trails and they weren't focused on art. So
no, they
weren't. It wasn't.
That's okay. We all have our.
Camille was just
trails
trying
committee.
To carry that torch all by herself, and she needed some help. She needed some help from you wonderful people that have volunteered. So I'm so excited. Oh my
Thanks
gosh.
Thanks for letting me interject. What were you going to
oh,
say?
Of course. So have you guys been to Moab's Rotary Park? It has these big musical instruments. It has this interactive
oh.
musical instruments that
the
you
park
know,
is going to have some of those
xylophones and drums, and you know, it's a playground.
Yeah,
so
we're actually looking at the playground equipment and stuff, and they have some of those some of those musical
wonderful.
Things
I
in
think
the park.
Murray has some of those, don't they?
Yeah.
Big wind chimes and you know, just
yeah.
all kinds of things that are waterproof, but they're beautiful to look at. They're sculptures.
And one of the things that I think that we need to kind of come up with as a plan for public art is, do we want to do something that's like rotating art, or do you want it to be permanent? Because across the street from the Monarch in Ogden, they have this vacant lot that they set up for art, and they like rotate these different sculptures in and out. And they're there
Bountiful
for
does that too. I didn't realize
yeah.
that, but I was at our meeting and they said, those bronze sculptures you see on Main Street in Bountiful, they're like a 5-year lease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I didn't
Usually,
know that.
I think that's the
yeah, I didn't realize that.
And
they
kind of interesting that they do that, huh?
Yeah,
it's like
I didn't know that.
It
yeah.
really keeps it fresh
yeah.
when they're rotating them in. So those are some of the things that we kind
that's
of need to
idea.
Come up with as a committee and recommend that. And then we'll have to, however we want to recommend it, then we'll do the research and figure out how much it's going to cost us. And then we'll try to get it in the budget. Those are.
So do we need to do anything else with the city branding and signage, or can we move on to number
We can
four?
Move on. Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you that we
That's
had
awesome.
It.
Thank you. So we'll get this in our.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'll put that in that folder, and then I'll send you the link so that you could all get in there.
Awesome.
And then, Suzette, do you want to talk about the tree planting?
I'd like to see that. I'm not sure how much more you want to watch.
Sure.
I thought you'd want to see the branding.
David's not here, so I figured that you could tell us what you wanted to talk about this.
Well, I wanted us to briefly touch on it in this meeting because the council will be looking at, I think, some revised plans and maybe hopefully looking at improving this way from the roundabout going up Eagle Ridge Drive on both sides of the street. Sherry, do you happen to have those pictures that Ken had
yes.
of the sides of the street?
Yeah.
I think I don't even need to explain once we see the pictures.
Well, and just to give a little bit of background, so the council last year wanted to figure out if we could beautify this area and plant some trees. And so they asked David to reach out to a landscape architect. And so he went to the landscape architect, and the landscape architect came up with some ideas. So these are just conceptual ideas. They're not anything that's been adopted. The budgets were pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So we're going to do something, but probably not quite to this grandiose scale, or it'll be phased or something. But so some of the things that they looked at is, if you've been to that Walmart that's down in the quarry in Sandy, they've done this whole hillside across the street and kind of native trees, and it stays really pretty. So that was kind of one of the first ideas that we thought, well, let's go talk to the, you know, some landscape architects and show us what they can do. And so some of the concerns that they wanted the architect to address were these, like they wanted them to be low maintenance, and we have to, you know, establish some irrigation in there, but not have it be tons of maintenance every year, because our parks guys are spread pretty thin, and look at how lighting would be done with it, and then welcome signs, things like that. So this is another view of those quarry, of that street that goes along there. It's really pretty if you have opportunity to drive down there. It's like 9400 South and 7th or 9th East, somewhere in there, between 7th and 9th.
So that's different than what you're showing us right here, that's native trees?
Yeah, this is what they did at the quarry.
Oh.
And so...
That wasn't... Sherry,
do you have the pictures that Ken put up of the current landscape of both sides?
So
probably everyone knows, but...
These are the artist renditions. I'm trying to see if Ken... Because David put these in.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't preview them.
Are you seeing them, Suzette?
Yes, yes. I mean, I know that I don't have to explain. I'm sure everyone knows because we go up and down and around that area quite often. But as we enter our city on Redwood Road and on 89, oh, darn. Yeah, they just really, I feel like they did a really good job of depicting how ugly both sides of the road are going up that hill. And, you know, as a comment I have received many times was, as I was running for city council, was, you know, just entering our city is so ugly. It's not aesthetically pleasing. And what can we do about that? And so that's one of the things I'm really excited about this committee, is that we have the chance to just beautify our city in multiple different ways, not only with the mural program, with sculpture art, hopefully, and then also just through our landscaping. And so as we enter the city on 89 and enter the city on Redwood Road, but this is
okay,
particularly looking at 89, there is this roundabout and a main corridor going up to hundreds of houses is just this really ugly stretch of both sides. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Those are the pictures I was thinking of.
I just went and pulled up the city council PowerPoint.
Oh, nice.
I know where we keep it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't really have to explain much more than those pictures, but wouldn't it be nice to have some beautiful landscaping, trees and greenery as we're going up this major corridor that leads to, you know, just dozens of large neighborhoods. And there are just hundreds of people that go up and down this street every day, you know, and they're commuting. So this is another thing that I would love for us to look at. We might have to look at getting some fundraising. There are some tree programs, like Sherry mentioned, Chevron and Big West Oil often give us money for trees. And we have a few other options, but we're just wanting to brand the city consistently. So going back to Sherry's previous slides, we want to really decide, what do we want North Salt Lake to look like? How do we want it to be seen? And then let's try and stay consistent throughout the whole city. So I don't know that these renderings are the perfect solution. I think they do feel a little Tuscan compared to the rest of the city. But something, I mean, I'm sure with this talented committee, we can put our heads together and help come up with a really beautiful entrance to the city and corridor going up Eagle Ridge Drive.
Suzette, it's Heidi. You know what? It's funny. From that branding stuff you just showed us to this, it's...
Yeah.
It's... Whoa.
It doesn't feel the same.
There's no consistency whatsoever.
Yeah. Right.
Right, right.
I have to say, well, that's first big one, this Italian hillside is stunning. Like, the pictures that you're showing us down there in Murray or Sandy, wherever that was, seems a lot more consistent with who we are. Well, I love this.
Natural.
But that
I agree.
Natural one seems way more consistent with who we are.
Yeah,
and probably that branding and signage that you showed us could fit better with that than it does for any of this. I love all this. This is stunning. I think this is gorgeous. I just don't think it feels like us.
Yeah.
I like the way
yeah.
that they've grouped them on an angle, though. I mean, if we...
Yeah.
If we did that just with a more natural
trees. The
yeah.
quakey, the pictures
native.
You showed us, the quakeys and the evergreens,
mm-hmm.
that just seemed way more who we are in North Salt Lake than, I love this. Like, but this to me, this is Orange County, California. This is where I grew up around.
Right.
This is Orange County
or
all
Italy.
Day long. Yeah.
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 I agree. And I think when David had these drawn up a year ago, we weren't thinking city consistency. He was just, I had requested maybe some beautification on this corridor. Another tree that I would love to consider that, Sherry, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's been presented as a very, like, stable, hardy tree for our area is the Japanese cherry blossom. And, you know, the Capitol is so beautiful in the spring.
Yeah.
I always look forward to that blooming of the Capitol. And I think we could, we're starting another tree program in the city. And if we start having, you know, the blossoming Japanese cherry blossom trees throughout our city, that also could become part of our identity. I don't know that it is right now, but sure is beautiful.
Okay, so show them your corridor down on 2600, Suzanne. I can show them those pictures we took of the blooming roses.
Oh, of the roses, yes. Yeah. Bountiful has a lot of roses.
And Suzette, this is Heidi again, and Sherry, you said if we have a landscape architect working right now on this corner right here, this and that should go, if you put flowering up there, there should be flowering here. Whatever we do here
should match.
These two things should go hand in hand.
Yes.
You know,
and then,
I agree.
And then that stuff can carry over onto the other entrances in the city. When we talk about I-15 being rebuilt, there's going to be
right.
There's going to be betterments that we're going to want to contribute to, and we want to contribute to UDOT and say, this is the kind of landscaping that we want, and this is the theme. And then we carry that over even at 2600 South and at the new interchange here, and then we carry it over to the 215 exit onto Redwood, because it's kind of a plain zero scape over there. It's not really very interesting, but it would be great to do that on, you know, cohesively throughout the whole town.
Okay, we have a question. You keep saying 2600 South. Do we have it? You're just talking about going down Highway 89, right? We don't have an entrance to our city off that exit freeway, do we? That's not us, is it?
Well, it's partly us.
Really?
Yeah, we're on the south side. That's us.
So
where
R&R? Where the, like, Neaters is?
Uh-huh, that's North Salt Lake.
That's North Salt Lake?
Everything on the south side of 2600 South is North Salt Lake.
Oh, so the Chevron and that Woods Cross development is...
Yes, that's...
Woods Cross.
Woods
the
Cross
other side
across
of the
street, yep, that's
is
us.
That. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay.
And so
let's
when
some wayfinding there. You have entered.
Yeah.
So those places are places that we can carry through these themes and...
You can ride across from the Woods Cross sign. Here's Woods Cross, and here's North Salt Lake on the opposite corner.
And we'll have a really cool sign.
Yeah. Turn down the band for our own thing.
Turn right.
There you go.
Because it's nothing I like than to just one-up somebody.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so anyway, that's things that we'll be working on in the future, but this is something that we want to give some thought to, too, so.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to throw it out there, and with your artistic minds, maybe start letting that percolate, because I know it's going to come up for the council again. This, just, you know, full disclosure, has been one of my little pet projects that I really wanted to see this part beautified. It's just not. And so if we can think of intentional consistency, if we can kind of, as a committee, decide what we think North Salt Lake can be known for looking like, then we can intentionally, like Sherry said, start matching, and like you said, Heidi, all of the entrances and all of the parts of the city. But this might be a project that we can start with. So maybe be thinking on beautification ideas for this area.
Maybe this committee sets the standards. This is the, if you're going to go landscape a new entrance, these are the trees you have to use, this is the materials you have to use. So we set the standard for this one, so this could take 15.
This is the signage
10, 15,
type.
This
yeah.
is it. So we just set
yeah.
the standard, and people pick from that list when they go to redo it again. That's the consistency of the city.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else to discuss on that one? All right.
I guess just the view off to the other side, so keep in mind, you know, just if we have trees at both sides, and no one's going to see the sunsets from the road. So, but that's way down.
Well, I also want to look down at the apartments too. So pick your poison.
Yeah.
Pick your poison.
Yeah. And then
the refinery.
And, yeah.
It's true.
You can't help the refiner. It's going to peak up over
it's
everything.
It's true. It's just the rooftops.
So if we get those tall buildings, it will block them
a little bit. Okay.
Just a little bit.
There you go.
All right. Let's move on to number five. We're nearly an hour and a half into the meeting, so.
So we're all, we can be, I think we can be done pretty quickly here.
Okay.
So this is, in full disclosure, like the napkin concept. So nothing has been really even fleshed out. It was just an idea that every year at Liberty Fest, we spend $15,000 renting the stage. Oh. And so the idea was, why don't we see about building a permanent stage that could be used for other things at the golf course? You could do plays there. You could have concerts there all year long.
We used to have the military band there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Things like that. And so this, like I said, this is not anything that's been done professionally. We just, you know, drew on a napkin what it would look like and, you know, some ideas of what we could do and then put some names on there and maybe get some corporate sponsorships or something, you know,
got talent.
To help support this.
But so how far down the planning is this?
This is it's an embryo.
So
Don't abort it.
I'm gonna have to weigh in here because I live in this neighborhood and I know a lot of people live on that golf course and I just know a lot of feelings that they have about this. You're gonna get a lot of pushback on this.
Probably, yeah.
And
like I said, it's an embryo.
Yeah. And let me I understand where they're coming. I don't back on the golf course, but I do know those people who have bought homes there. You buy under one assumption. This is my backyard. This is what it's going to be like. My parents personally bought a home there about 7 years ago. They're retired. They want quiet. And all of a sudden, there's a lot of noise. They put a new sound system at the clubhouse. And now up until 10 o'clock at night, you can hear blaring sounds in their backyard. It's not fun. And the whole debacle with this, I do not like that. The Gateway Park thing, I think it was, I'm curious, I think it was a waste of money. It was ugly to look at. There was never enough snow. I think there was probably a handful of days that people were there. And then it just kind of, I mean, you had people coming up there all the time already to sled, which was awesome. I thought it was a great place. But I just understand the concept of, I bought a home here, and now all of a sudden you're going to make my backyard of not just a golf course, but an extremely public venue that you are pulling events to on a consistent basis. I think it's unfair to the landowners around there because they bought under a certain assumption and now all of a sudden you want to make it a completely different venue. And I think you hurt their home values.
That's really good feedback.
So, and I'm going to tell you right now, like I know that after the last year, the Gateway thing, like Suzette told them, like it's a trial basis. And I only know because my parents live there and their neighbors, like they said, well, next year we'll send a petition as the city understands. We don't want it. We don't like it. They hear snow machines going in their backyard at night. So there's a fine line between honoring like a public golf course and it's for everybody intended to use, but also people buying homes around there under one assumption. And then like, well, I'm going to make you think of all you have to look at that from the back, that will be hideous to look at from the back. It won't be fun. People who paid a lot of money for a view. So.
That's really
I don't mean to shoot down the embryo, but I'm just giving
she
the
just
other side of the coin. I did not abort the embryo. I'm just giving I think it's beautiful out of the concept, but I'm just.
That's great feedback. A couple of maybe ideas is to build it into a hillside.
Or build it at a different location on the golf course.
Yes.
Where it's not close to people's backyards.
That's hard to find.
And then
harder,
have
but,
specific
yeah.
hours.
More down by the clubhouse
that
or
it,
something.
It, that it finishes up at. Also, that, I mean, there's got to be noise ordinances and stuff.
But then you've also got to consider traffic. Like,
yeah,
the 4th and 3rd of July is
crazy.
Awesome.
Crazy.
No, I think like, it's a gift to live up there. Mm-hmm. I call it a Norman Rockwell painting. Like, when I first moved there,
mm-hmm. It is fun.
18 years ago, my family would come visit me and said, this is like a Norman Rockwell painting. We'd have, you know, the things. And it's a great environment. But you have anything, even when they have just golf tournaments up there, the poor neighbors across the street, there's not parking to support the events they have there. And so you have bumper to bumper all the way up around the loop.
I have people parking in my neighborhood and sometimes even blocking my driveway.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, my sister lives in Vineyard and Provo. Don't even get me started with parking ordinances. That's another level. So you think about how many times you're going to bring to this a residential neighborhood that was not planned to support this kind of an event.
And I will tell you, we don't have a great noise ordinance, but it's on my to-do list.
Yeah.
Because in my... all of my duties. That's one of them. I write code, so.
Yeah. Oh.
But I have found some good ordinances for that, so.
That'd be great.
But a stage is, I mean, it's a good idea. The one in Bountiful gets used frequently. And it would be awesome to bring programs like their Bountiful's Got Talent. We could do something like that here, North Salt Lake's Got Talent. And just the weekly concert venues and stuff like that. So I could see why we would want something like that. So,
yeah.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Well, and we might want to look at whether, as a city, we want to have two stages, which this would probably be a second stage. I know that we are for sure looking at a stage at Hatch Park. And so maybe a compromise would be to definitely beef up the stage at Hatch Park so that it could handle, you know, larger concerts. And that's where I would love your expertise with Layton City, especially. But, you know, maybe we don't need two stages, one up in Eaglewood. I think the thought was how beautiful, you know, the concerts up at the ski resorts are and the view summer evenings. But that's really good feedback. And, yeah, go ahead, Chair.
I was going to say maybe, like, maybe it needs to be some sort of beautiful portable stage that we use on this July 3rd thing, but then we also can use it in other locations where it's less impactful, and we can rotate programs in this park or that park and have you know, have something over at Tunnel Springs Park occasionally.
Well,
not
an impact on one neighborhood all the time.
And maybe the base of that stage, like the base is a permanent structure. The base is always there, this big thing towering above it.
Well, remember, this is just a napkin drawing.
Yeah,
so
but I'm just saying, like,
what
but what's least impactful to the environment and, like, portable? So the structure that goes on top, maybe you can move around, but, like, that base could always be there. I mean, I don't know. I
like that a lot. And, Sherry, I like your mobile stage unit to highlight all the parks, because I'm right behind you to say unfair to landowners on Main Street, Center Street, to have a venue.
Yeah.
Well, and it would be great to have a stage to take out to Legacy Park at some of the events that are out there, you know. So
just bring everybody together by
That
might be,
that's something we should
explore, because then we're not spending that money every year. We spend it once and we can get lots of bang for our buck, and every corner of the city can use it at certain points and really get to experience the culture of music and art and plays and stuff throughout the whole city.
Yeah.
Fantastic idea.
Comment here.
Yeah.
So my partner actually does this for a living. He builds installations for huge companies at trade shows.
Oh.
And Cliff Bar was his his client for 10 years, and he built their band a huge stage. And he built it so it was actually compactable. So they set it up different places around the country, and then they compacted it down, and he stored it here in North Salt Lake in his warehouse.
Oh, that's so cool.
So
that's
has, like, isn't all the incredible machinery to.
So we need to talk
CNC
to him.
Yes.
So it can be done.
To actually, he's
that's
a really,
really
talented
cool
woodworker. That's, you know, his talent, but he's actually made his business building.
I love all
portable
these connections we're
making.
Yeah,
oh my gosh. Yeah, he travels around the country into Canada for large companies, building them large booths, and
that's
actually
so cool
designs them so they can compact down, and he
awesome
stores them.
That is awesome.
Of engineers.
So. That is awesome.
Yeah.
I just love how
just
everybody
love
knows somebody, and we can tap into all these things. This is just fantastic.
Sherry, we might have the best committee.
Yeah, I think we do. I'm just going to say, I mean, I love my planning commission too, but I love you guys already.
Okay, is there anything else we want to talk about for this number 5 Eaglewood Golf Course stage? For
good
the
feedback.
That is really good feedback. I feel like if we can move on for number 6, we have been discussing goals and programs the
and
entire
I think I can
time
plug that into this and start a spreadsheet for you and
awesome
put it in the thing.
Perfect.
Okay.
Can we move on to number 7? Do we need to do anything with the approved committee bylaws? We just need to approve.
I just wanted to report back to you that the city council, they were approved.
Great.
And
good
with your changes. And I think that there was one small change that they added something that gave us more flexibility on the meeting date. I can't remember exactly what
it was.
Oh, that's
right.
That
didn't have to be the third.
Yeah. So that each we can set those up ourselves. We'll say instead of putting it permanently
that
it was the second or the first Monday of the month that we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
More flexibility.
So we can have more flexibility if we ever needed to move it to a different day.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Number 8, discussion regarding formulating committee goals and programs. We've done that.
Yes.
The entire time. And then the next meeting is set for May 5th. How does that work for everyone?
Is it a Monday?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fun thing to say. First time. I'm coming home from Scotland that day.
That's awesome.
Maybe it's Sunday night, but.
Wow. Either way, you'll be tired.
Right. I'll come if I can.
It's Cinco de Mayo. We're not going to be out partying.
Right?
Oh, I can't make it that night. I have a voice recital. So I won't be here, but somebody
else
could.
So there's two people already out, so should we?
Do you want
to move it to the 12th?
Is there a Tuesday the 6th option?
Oh.
Is there a reason why we're doing Monday?
We can't do Tuesday because of Planning Commission. I always have to be at Planning Commission and City Council meetings.
And City Council, that's right.
It was the use of this room, wasn't it, too?
But what if...
Oh, okay.
I think we could meet at the other room.
Could we do the 12th, May 12th, Monday?
Or do you want to go the week ahead?
Or did you want to go backwards a week to, like, April 28th?
The Health and Wellness Committee is here on the 12th, just FYI.
Oh, that's right.
That matters.
Yeah, the second Monday. Yeah,
so the 28th.
We could go the 28th.
I would still be gone. I'll be gone for 2 weeks. So, but
okay,
you don't have to plan.
We'll have
give me
wonderful
a
time.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Bring us the
something.
Something.
I don't think you'll be
Highland
sad,
cat.
Heather, that you're
bring
missing
me, like
our
meeting.
My husband and I are turning 40.
Oh,
we decided to do something
awesome
to celebrate.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So do we want to say that? So April 28th?
Yep.
And that's basically a month from today.
And then I could just, when I'm back, I could listen to the meeting online, right?
Yes.
Yep.
You'll have the...
Yep.
Oh, you could be like Suzette and be in your PJs and wherever you are, just sign in.
Okay,
so
how did you know I was in my PJs?
We were just jealous.
So April 6:30, April 28th.
And I'm going to take our recommendation on the theme to the City Council in on next week.
Great. All right.
A week from tomorrow.
Can you excuse me from that one? Could you make a note? I won't be there. Because we can only miss three. I don't want to get kicked out.
Oh.
Yeah. Just make a note.
That's a technicality.
No, it's totally fine. It's when people don't come at all, like for 6 months and they don't respond and stuff. That's when we start getting, because like if it's just written in there, then we can say, okay, we just asked the council to replace them. They obviously don't want to be on the Health and Wellness Committee. That's what we're talking about. I'm like, the dude's the chair and he hasn't come for like 5 months and he's
previous
not returning.
Chair,
not
our current one.
Not our
okay,
current
yeah,
one that
yeah,
was like a year ago. So it was like, I just think he's really busy with his practice, so can we replace him? Mm. So don't worry about it, because we're not letting you go.
And I will not be going to Europe.
You have too many connections, so we are not letting any of you go.
And we like you.
Yes,
yeah,
that too.
You.
It's not. We're not just using you for your connections. Sorry, that came out wrong.
No, okay, so do we need to do anything with the March 3rd meeting minutes?
Yes, so you need to have a motion to approve them. If there's any changes you want to them, you tell me the changes. If they're fine, then someone can just motion to approve them. Someone second. And
do we have any discussion on that?
We make a motion that we approve the minutes for
March 3rd.
March 3rd meeting.
Do we have a second?
I second it.
All in favor of approving the March 3rd minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, great. All right, and you had a few things, Sherry?
Yeah. Do you want to give an update on the NSL reads?
Is that okay? Well, I also have an update on the Stan Porter tour.
Okay.
If you'd like to go to a history tour with Stan Porter, former council member, he has April 19th and April 26th, both Saturdays, available. And we'd need a couple of hours and maybe a van, Stan in the van. But he would take us around many points of interest of North Salt Lake history. Are you interested in that? Should I confirm a date? Do you find that of interest to have context of history as we lean into the future?
And I've been on his tour. It's really good. Like, I learned a lot because he gave me the tour when I first started here 10 years ago.
How long does it last?
About 2 hours.
The dates were the 19th and what
interesting.
Else?
19th and the 26th.
I could do the 26th.
Okay. I can do the 26th. You're still gone.
I leave the 25th.
Say it. Just go ahead and say it. It's the day after I leave for Scotland.
Or I'm landing. I could do the 19th for what it's worth, but it's okay.
Well, I'll get back to him and say.
Either day.
Whoever,
some can come another.
Yeah, okay. That sounds great. Okay, and then the time of day, probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 on Saturday morning? How's that sound?
9.
Okay. Well said.
I like a decisive woman.
Okay. But then my second matter was in our last meeting, I mentioned that there was North Salt Lake Reads event, which is the 10th annual event for us. This happens to be the letter to the principals that has just gone out, but I'll just read the part of it that tells you about North Salt Lake Reads. The city of North Salt Lake created North Salt Lake Reads to foster a love of reading and celebrate the joy of books. North Salt Lake Reads engages residents with free family-friendly events that bring local authors to North Salt Lake and a free annual writing competition that helps residents discover their own writing talents. Our mission is to encourage today's readers to become tomorrow's leaders. So this was a thank you note because we had 3 elementary schools that let us go in with our author, Frank Cole, this year and do 3 student assemblies. And he just poured it in each time. And then he came that night to City Council where we had 5 different tables.
To City Hall, not Council.
To City Hall, thank you. We had Davis County Library had a table, so she was there. And we had the North Salt Lake Events Committee there, so we were able to promote all the events and give out those calendars and tell them all the free events. There was a little lost library hunt. This was the library card. Does it look like a little oversized library card? For them to visit all the tables. Here's an example, just so you can see the fun. It was really an epic night, and by the way, it was really fun. These little free libraries, and we also tied in all of the registered little free libraries that we have in North Salt Lake. And so between that event and April 1st, the next city council coming up, if you went and you took a picture in front of the little free libraries and then came to city council, you're gonna get your picture with the mayor. And one little participant that night said, the mayor? So here's how that tied in. These little free libraries would make Alice think to find this book, drink a potion to shrink. So one of the tables had Alice in Wonderland and a little juice cup for that. And let's see, here's the really fun one. And this was the magic, I have to say. You're on an adventure, just like Frodo. To spy this book, go snap a photo. So in front of the corresponding conference hall in the hallway, we had the picture banner with all this library books, very red velvety looking old library. And that's where they would go. But if they had punched all of these, because we had little stamps for all of them, then they could go behind the curtain, and then that table was covered with black cloth, 2 big home lamps, the fluorescents were off, and that was where they could all go and pick a free book, because we had gone around and found all these free books. Did you just get chills? I don't know. or yay reading. So that's part of the Arts Committee, too. So that's an annual thing that comes up. But the committee, there's 3 of us on that subcommittee. We'd like to see how we could integrate that at the food truck nights or how to just have that little reminder at the health and wellness tent or whatever. Just have that reminder of here's what you could do to read as a challenge, is it for a city or something. These were the tote bags that Linda had made for us. It's really, this year was pretty heavily, a lot of the cost was printing because we were doing library and just the whole game and that, but we've had things like magicians come or I'm trying to think of some of the others. We had a snake, reptile person come. I can't remember. One of them was Facing Your Monsters. Whatever local author is found, the theme is centered around that. So then the activity doesn't have to be heavy printed like we did this year. But just wanted to let you know this report, that it was important and epic and and good, and I'm glad that it's part of this committee. Yeah.
And it's really been growing a lot in the last few years, because there were a few years where we just didn't get a lot
of
turnout.
We just didn't.
But you and your committee have done just a fantastic job.
It's just not a check the box kind of event. It's like a bring the heart. It's just got
to
have the heart.
You got to get out there to the schools and get them excited about it to come. And then, but there were a lot of cars here. I was sick that week, but I was like, I think we went to get some cough medicine. I was like, why is there so many cars at City Hall? Because I just live right across the street here at the town hall.
I told Linda that before we even came to City Hall that night, we already had 1,300 attendees or 1,300 participants in it because of the schools thinking North Salt Lake does cool things. This is my city.
That's awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You for letting me.
The literary arts.
Okay.
Camille, thank you. Thank you for your work and your heart and efforts and time on that. Really, it's done better and better because Camille puts her heart into it and has done a great job.
She's the one that started it 10 years ago. So,
well, together you're a dynamic duo.
Thank you, Suzette.
Great. Is there anything else anybody wants to discuss before we adjourn?
I would just like to address getting in the mural program on May 10th. I do think we should go. I think I had said it's busy. We're not sure we can get together without being a quorum.
Okay, wait,
that's
what
the
did
South
you say?
That's the South Salt Lake Mural Fest.
Oh, we can do a tour.
And that's May 10th.
We just have to advertise it because there'll be a quorum there, so we just say we're going to go on a tour.
You're back by then.
I am.
So let's put the details on next agenda.
Saturday, May 10th would be the South Salt Lake Mural Fest, and it's a blast. And I changed my mind about maybe we want to go later, but no, I think we should go the day of. It's a big deal.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
And thank you, Rachel. You did great.
Oh, of course.
Yes, she did.
Are you the de facto Rachel now chair?
Somebody can just motion to adjourn.
Okay, does somebody
we don't even need a second.
Motion to adjourn?
We're done.
Perfect. Your arm's been so busy.
I'm so excited. This is going to be phenomenal.
Thank you for being
Tiffany,
here,
right?
Both
yeah.
of you.
Nicole,
so sorry.
No, you're totally
fine.
Nice to meet you. Too.
And
I turned off the
recording.
I sit on that board. Okay. So, yeah.
Yes.
So I sit on my board.